early morning drizzle will continue to end today across all areas as settled weather develops for much of the region. Meanwhile, a cold frontal boundary will slide through by midday. This is going to promote some breezy conditions before and after the front, with the wind shifting from the south to the west. This front actually may be enough to mix the air in the Hudson Valley to allow for some breaks in stubborn cloud cover, bringing some sunshine at least midday into the early afternoon. Expect wind to be sustained 10 to 15 miles per hour, with some wind gusts up to 25 miles per hour. The cold frontal boundary will usher in more of a seasonable air mass into the region to kick off the new year. However, the air mass will still be cold enough relative to the waters of Lake Ontario to kick on the lake effect snow machine. Lake effect snow is expected to develop by this morning and could last through the weekend. Lake effect snow warnings have been issued for the Tug Hill Plateau into the western Adirondacks from this evening to Saturday night. 6 inches to a foot of new snowfall is possible. Although the lake effect band will stay largely to our west, several upper-level disturbances diving south and rotating around an upper-level low spinning south of Greenland may help enhance the snow band enough that we see some precipitation in the upper Hudson Valley and perhaps western New England not only Friday night but Saturday morning as well. Otherwise, these disturbances will help drive our coldest air mass of the winter thus far into place just in time for the start of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather around the country, record flooding continues across portions of the nation's midsection today and south. Although this is the second day in a row of settled weather, major flooding is occurring or forecast to occur on the Mississippi and Ohio rivers and their tributaries in Missouri, Illinois, and Kentucky, with record flooding already ongoing at several locations. Major flooding is also occurring on the Arkansas River and tributaries in Arkansas. Floodwaters will move downstream over the next couple of weeks, with significant river flooding expected for the lower Mississippi into mid-January. As of this morning, 40 river gauges remain at major flooding stage in those areas, and 72 river gauges are reading moderate flooding in those areas. No additional significant rainfall is forecast for the next 7 days in those areas being affected by floods. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 40s and a northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. In Boston, mostly cloudy, becoming mostly sunny by this afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-40s with a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting to 20. And finally, in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with highs in the mid-30s and a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Taking a look at the climate report in Albany today, the average high temperature is 32 degrees and the average low is 16. The record high, 61, set back in 1895, and the record low is minus 17, set back in 1917. Sunrise, 7:26 a.m. today, and sunset, 4:31 p.m., a total of 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, no change compared to yesterday. Your 24-hour temperature extremes ran from 88 degrees at Naples, Tampa, and MacDill Air Force Base in Florida to minus 17 at Lake George, Colorado, yesterday morning. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy today. There is a chance to see some clearing by midday before clouds return tonight. Highs will be in the upper 30s to low 40s with a breezy west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with low temperatures ranging from the low to mid 20s with the slight chance to see a passing snow shower across the northern Adirondacks from lake effect snow. Snowfall is not expected to accumulate. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy skies and breezy today. There is a chance to see some clearing by midday before clouds return tonight. Highs will be in the low 40s with a west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to 20. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with lows in the low 30s and a west wind 5 to 10. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy skies this morning, but a couple breaks of sunshine will be possible midday. Light showers from lake effect snow are possible in the southern Adirondacks by this evening, but likely to stay north. Highs will be in the upper 30s with a breezy west wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy skies today. Sunshine trying to break through by midday, but clouds return for this evening. Highs will be in the upper 30s with a breezy west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting to around 20 tonight. Mostly cloudy skies expected this evening through the overnight with low temperatures in the upper 20s and a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. For the Greater Capital District, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy skies today, high temperatures ranging from the upper 30s to low 40s, sunshine trying to break through late in the morning through the early afternoon. The wind will be breezy at times, 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting up to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy skies with low temperatures ranging from the mid to upper 20s, with the wind easing just a bit, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Your regional forecast for tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance to see a passing snow shower late in the day. Temperatures will be seasonable in the lower to mid 30s. Friday night, temperatures dipping into the 20s before rebounding with temperatures in the 30s for both Saturday and Sunday. Expect mostly cloudy skies both days this weekend with a chance to see some snow showers. A secondary cold front moves through Sunday, which will drop morning low temperatures into the teens in most areas Monday morning, with highs only rebounding into the 20s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jordan Sherman.